You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee, a blue sleeve, abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew sleep. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get was bittersweet. It was like winning, they used me. I'm rhyming cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a strength, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is kooky. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the
done with that confusion yet. Make up your mind, I know. Are you happy or are you pissed?
In the infield. The throw home is not in time. Frazier scores.
And they do it. The New York Yankees have survived.
Yeah. If you're a Yankee hater, last night was a bad night for you. But if you like the Yankees, it was awesome. And if you're a Cleveland fan, shit, man. What is up with that? Continued. Yeah, fun young Yankee team. The fun young Yankee team. With some older dudes, and I will tell you what, a Cleveland team that I would tell you was the best team in baseball going into the playoffs. So if you're a baseball fan, awesome time of the year, but painful in Cleveland. So I've been there, done that. Sorry about that, but I'm a Yankee fan. I sit there. Here's what a jackass I am relative to sports. I do believe in the cosmic energy, okay? Don't ask me why, but I believe it. And I know it's irrational that the way I sat on the couch last night had no effect on the Yankees, but I didn't move. I didn't move once they started to win. And the other thing I found that there was a correlation to was if I was kind of continuing what I was doing and didn't, like, look at the screen for every pitch, like if I was reading something, come to the completion, watch it out of the periphery, and good things were happening. So I did that. So, I wouldn't watch the pitch. I would tend to be reading or something. And then after the pitch would be made, I'd see something happening, and then I'd glance. And good things happened. So what do you think I did? Kept doing that. You want to know why? Because I don't know why the cosmic order gets disrupted. Okay? I can't explain it to you. All I know is since I was a kid, there's certain things. One year, University of North Dakota men's hockey team, normally a great college hockey team, every time I got up and took a leak, late in the season, they scored a goal. Yeah. The first lieutenant used to say, look at me and go, yo, bro, you got to take a leak, you better go. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. As soon as I feel it coming on, I'm there, though. But, yeah, so last night, if you're a baseball fan, I'll tell you what, two great games. The one in Chicago, what's really cool about this year, right, and having teams like the Cubs, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the venues are awesome, right? Boston and Chicago, the oldest venues in Major League Baseball, and with so much history, so much tradition, all that cool, very cool stuff. The weather in Chicago sucked, but it was a great game. It was a great game, and so they'll play Game 5 tonight. Yeah, they'll play Game 5 tonight. And then Yankee Stadium and the whole New York thing is always awesome and crazy. And so fun, if you're a Yankee fan. If you're not, I don't know what to tell you. So good morning to you. Welcome to a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hey, if you're listening, the Marine Corps stopped cock blocking All Marine Radio, which it took people to request it, which is cool. So it's awesome. And so if you're listening at work, tell people, because and today is going to be emblematic of what, if you've never listened to the program before, what you hear on All Marine Radio. And it's really cool because it's taken a while for us to get there. But when the Commandant comes on for the second time, then I think that's a good sign that maybe you should unblock that thing so Marines could listen to it. That's just me. But anyway, it happened, and we're excited about it. So do us a favor. Tell your friends, man. Tell your friends. And here's what you'll hear today. In about 21 minutes, retired Marine Corps Master Gunnery Sergeant John Ubaldi is going to join me. He worked for me at Camp Pendleton. He's a former 0311, 0369. And we're going to talk about hazing, right? We're going to continue. Article was in Marine Corps Times yesterday. And it had to do with the 1st Marine Division's effort to clean up hazing. And Major General Eric Smith said, hey, I consider this job one. I'm going to put an end to this. And so some of the stuff he wrote in the letter to commanders is now being raised by lawyers and staff judge advocates, alleging undue command influence in terms of how these cases will be handled, how they will be adjudicated, and emphasis he puts on getting these guys out of the Marine Corps when according to lawyers, it may or may not be appropriate. I, for one, I side with him. Like, your rights, I don't give a shit about them, honestly. We need to be fair, always, right? But if you did this after you've been specifically told not to, repeatedly, then you're going to have to pay. And the reason you're going to have to pay is so the organization can live, right? We don't condone it. We don't tolerate it. You do it, you're gone. You've been told that how many times? Okay. So then there's an element of frustration when it continues to happen. You sat through the lecture, right? Yes. How many times? I don't know. Maybe a half dozen, maybe more. How many other times has it been addressed? Countless. And you did it anyway. Yes. You got these guys out of the rack, middle of the night. Yes. Okay. Then you can pay. Mike McDowell, he told a story about about guys getting their throws, their clothes thrown off the third deck of the barracks. Just new join. That was all part of it. So anyway, but you're not going to eliminate it. So I'm just curious, you know, to dial around, especially. Now I'm going to say this, and I know I'm good. I know what the response is going to be. This is not an officer problem. Okay, we tend not to haze each other. This is an enlisted thing. So the officers are always, what, two and three removed from where this stuff goes on. So this is an enlisted thing. Who puts an end to it? Now, the officers can scream and yell about it, but they're not putting an end to it. So I wrote up a little, you know, actually I made a Word document this morning. Hazing, what are we talking about? So we'll just bring different, and I'm most curious about enlisted Marines. Like, we can hear officers talk about it. Wah, wah, wah. Right? To include the Commandant. Wah, wah, wah. But that's not where this happens. Okay? So, first of all, what are we talking about? Why are they doing it? Right? Why are they doing it? I'm curious. Because it was done to me? Because this is how you make them hard? Why are they doing it? So who's doing it? Who's doing it? Is there a prototypical guy? Is he the proverbial senior lance that's upholding the most hallowed traditions of the Marine Corps? We got to haze these dudes. It happened to me or whatever. Right? Got to make them tough for combat. And probably the most important question, who do these enlisted Marines see as the key to minimizing this? You're never going to make it go away, right? There's just a story, I don't know out of what city this morning on the news, 12 college kids are arraigned for killing somebody in some kind of hazing fraternity nonsense, and their lives are going to change forever because they're too stupid to figure it out. So who do these Marines see as key to making this a rare occasion in the Marine Corps? Who do they see? Now, this is McNamara's opinion, okay? When I say it's not an officer thing, I know what I'm going to get is, Mac, this is a Marine Corps issue. And if it's a Marine Corps issue, then we're all in. Yeah. Okay, I got that, right? But you can talk all the shit you want, General. But until you get a staff sergeant and a sergeant who know their Marines, who go down there and say, I ain't having this shit. And we'll PT tomorrow in shorts and T-shirts, and I'm looking at everybody's body. I see any marks, I see any stupid shit. You know exactly who I'm coming after because they know they're criminals in their units, right? They look at who they work with every day, and they don't know them. They know them. So this is McNamara's Vito Corleone School of Leadership. Doug Lucio stole. He wrote an article about that. It's in the Gazette this month. We'll bring him on and talk about it. But I think he stole that from me because I believe in this. Okay. And I told my company, the Vito Corleone School of Leadership is this. You work hard, you get here sober, you work your ass off, and I will take care of you. I will jump in front of bullets for you. Okay? I'll get you out of jail. I'll make shit go away. You work your ass off for me. That's your protection money. You don't do that, you don't pay, I won't protect you. Okay? The Vito Corleone School of Leadership. So, and the other part of that is the people that know, you got to hold them accountable. So when hazing can happen in your squad and you don't pay for it, then sorry. Then what was the incentive for you to intervene? For you to have your head out of your ass? Answer, there is none. It's like we've been talking about, Gunnar Musselman. He was so happy when the Command Master Chief on the USS Fitzgerald was relieved. He said, oh, my God, are you kidding me? A senior enlisted guy got relieved? Same thing at Parris Island. When the Sergeant Major got relieved along with the regimental commander, he was like, oh, thank God, we're finding a sending a message to senior enlisted that they're accountable too. They're not just an advisor standing there with their hands in their pockets saying, well, I told him he should have done this. You know, that's not it. You got to make a difference, man. You're part of the team. Conversely, USS McCain, Command Master Chief, he didn't get relieved. CONXO did, though. Bad message, I think. All right, so we'll do that. So we're going to start talking hazing here on a regular basis. So it's a huge topic in the Marine Corps, and we'll talk about it. So I got my little questionnaire ready. All right, now, next thing we're going to talk about today is Wes O'Donnell is a veteran of the United States Army. He's the managing editor of a website called InMilitary.com. If you go to InMilitary.com right now, you're going to see a pretty interesting and pretty candid article entitled The Real Reason the U.S. Navy Keeps Hitting Merchant Vessels. Go ahead and take a look at that little gem, okay? And it's done with a retired surface warfare officer. His name is Captain F, right? Doesn't give his last name for obvious reasons because he kind of lets it rip in the article on the Navy. So we're going to talk to Wes and have him on this morning. So excited to have him on. He actually, this is no shit. So I was looking for a picture of him because I put like a little blurb out on Facebook, right? So I look and all of a sudden I see a picture of him, Wes O'Donnell, TEDx talk. I'm like, ooh. You know what that means? He's a smart guy. McNamara, be careful. He's a smart guy. So Wes O'Donnell will join us this morning. We'll hear about Wes. He's evidently a veteran of the Army and the Air Force. What was wrong? As long as you're doing multiple services, why not the Marine Corps, big boy? So he'll answer that right at the top of his appearance here. So excited to have Wes on. And then the Gunner's going to join us, and we'll talk about whatever we talk about. So good morning to you. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your morning. Congratulations to Joe Girardi and the New York Yankees. Yeah. United States Marine Corps band makes it official. Good morning. Some motivation.
You are the soul.
just a programming note, have you ever heard any other service sing their song like that? Yeah. That is a tribute to the kooks that we have in the Marine Corps. Fired up. You only hear, first of all, we have the best song. Second of all, when we get taught to sing that son of a bitch, we sing that thing. Have you ever heard Anchors Away like that?
No. Oh, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
That's a fact. I can attest to it. The hazing death was at LSU. Cloudy in 67 at the crossroads of the Marine Corps, also affectionately known as the off-ramp of the Marine Corps, Quantico. Clouds in 79 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny in 65 in Texas, where Mike Musselman lived. In Montana, cloudy. Montana man lives in Montana. Cloudy in 38. 29 Palms, sunny in 58. Camp Pendleton, clouds 61. Okinawa, dark, cloudy in 83. Raqqa continues to cool off. Sunny in 80. Marja, steady states. Clear, dark, 83. And at the home of All Marine Radio. 63 degrees under cloudy skies. Looking for a high of 72 today. Why do I live here? Give me a break. Game 5 in Washington, D.C. tonight between the Nationals and the Cubbies. Should be good. Don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up. We're going to hear from John Ubaldi next. We're going to talk hazing. Why do they do it? With enlisted guys, not with officers. Like, officers know about hazing? Come on, man. That's bullshit. Everybody knows that. Officers don't haze. Although, you know, we might have played around with it. You know. And the difference, things that are hazing now, like, you know, pinning, that's considered hazing. I, as a company commander, I did that in formation. Yeah, in front of the whole company. Boom! Get that thing astride the collarbone, and then smoke it right in there. And it was, come on, it was an officer punch. I still put some juice into it, though. But, I mean, I didn't, like, bring the 1-9 or 8 from, you know, way back. It was just like a little poof, like a forearm pop. But in front of everybody. I first saw blood stripe, right, after a formation where somebody got promoted to corporal. And they were doing it right after the formation, out in front of God and everybody. I said, what is that? So the Marine Corps I grew up in, a little bit different, right? That stuff was, that's the way it was. And you know, we had rituals that were fun. But the stupid among us, they hurt people, they break people, and there's nothing funny about that. People have their lives incredibly impacted by those kind of experiences. So, for some of us, with the smart people involved in it, you know, and it funny, the initiations and all those rites, you know, hell, Gunner was talking yesterday, yeah, unless you have it on video, I didn't do any of that. But I might have been in the area when some of it happened. But the Marine Corps is different. Marine Corps is different now, so we'll talk about it. And again, this is just me. It ain't an officer thing, right? It's a Marine thing, Mac. Yeah, I got it, right? I got it.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.